Well, let me ask the guy that may have been a part of the book. Thank you, Jeff. Mike Pence, the Republican candidate for governor, is on our live line. You got a book you're a part of 20 or 30 years ago? Send me a copy. You got a copy in the basement somewhere?
No, but there's one at the Indianapolis Public Library. That's where I got my copy when they started talking about it. Hey, Amos, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I'll get back to the book in a minute. Yeah. The other day, we had on 2 days the candidates for governor coming out with substantive issues and things that they would do. And you said if elected, you would lower everybody's individual income tax in the state of Indiana, the 99% and the 1% and the 0% as well. Why do we need to give back some of our money when we're sitting with $2 billion in our coffers and the economy could go south and that surplus could disappear at any time?
Well, it's the right question, and thanks for having me on again, Amos. Good to be with you. Look, the reason is because we have 255,000 Hoosiers that are out of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of good things happening in Indiana. I think in a lot of parts of our state, there's a lot of optimism about the future of the state, but we're not there yet. A lot of people are hurting. Families are hurting. People can't find work. They can't find work in part because the opportunities aren't there, but they also can't find work because we've got upwards to 1 million people in the workforce today that don't have the skills and the background to enter the modern workplace. And so you've got a gap between the job openings and the people that are trained and have the certification in the background to fill them. So, you know, I think we got to lean into it. I think cutting income taxes for all Hoosiers across the board on a permanent basis is going to be right for Hoosier families. It's going to put about $230 on the average Hoosier family of four's bottom line. But more than that, about more than 90% of business enterprises in Indiana file their taxes under the individual income tax rate. So when you lower the individual rate, you're actually lowering taxes on businesses, giving them more resources at the margins to be able to hire, to purchase equipment, to go borrow money, and to expand their business. And I think it's the right thing to do at the right time.
When the legislature had the big debate during the property tax crisis and made the decision that the state would take primary fiscal responsibility over K-12 education in our state, the fear was that if we go into lean times, revenues go down, and at that point it would put pressure on public education.
Yep.
That kind of happened, in this recession. If you lower the tax rates, that
yep.
means there's less income coming in the short term until the economy starts to rebound. There's some that are concerned that the bearing the brunt of that is going to be our K-12 schools.
Well, I think it's a fair question, and let me just send any of your listeners to MikePence.com to read up to their heart's content on this, our vocational education
right.
program, and all of our proposals. But if you look, I know you're a numbers guy
mm-hmm.
And a business mind, and so let me point you there and tell you, we believe that cutting taxes across the board by 10% is bold and cautious. We think that it's bold because it'll make Indiana the lowest tax state in the Midwest immediately. And number two, it's cautious because we still maintain and increase our budget reserves while we cut taxes. The hard numbers, we've got a projected surplus in 2014 of $516 million. Even after we do a piece of our tax cut, we're going to send $255 million into the savings account, the reserves. In 2015, we're projected to have $666 million in a surplus. Even after the tax cuts passed, we'll have $133 million going into reserves. I think we need to start with fiscal discipline, protect our reserves. I think we need to put more money back in Hoosiers' pockets. But the debate over spending priorities and how we meet those needs, whether it's schools or roads or other needs, will begin apace. But I think what I want your listeners to be very clear on, Amos,
mm-hmm.
Is we're talking about excess money here. We're not talking about cutting taxes and setting into motion decisions that will actually have to cut or reduce spending that is planned for today.
At the time you're talking about, we're out at the State Fair tomorrow. I know you're out there tomorrow
yep.
morning. We're out
yep.
tomorrow afternoon. One of the concerns we now have is one of the strongest sectors of Indiana's economy, agriculture. Part of it is hurting because we're in this drought. And it's one of those serious droughts, as I understand it, that this state has ever had. And obviously that's going to have impact on revenue for whoever's the next governor.
Right.
Because if the farmers aren't making it when they fill out their taxes next year, they're giving you, if it's you or John or Rupert, less money. How do we deal with that?
Well, I'm less worried about the three of us.
I meant governor.
About your listeners and people across the 92 counties of Indiana. Tomorrow morning I'm going to be at the ham breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to kick off. You know, I'm a sucker for the fair. I know you are too. I love the Indiana State Fair. It harkens back to our great agricultural past as well as our dynamic agricultural present. And but there's no question with this drought affecting counties all over Indiana that we've got to make sure that the existing programs in farm policy are available to family farmers. But also, Congress is going to take some steps today to pass some drought relief for livestock ranchers and farmers. That's where the hit is here. There are programs in place when crops are lost. They're the so-called crop programs and subsidies. But what happens when there are fewer crops is the cost of the meal, if you will, for livestock goes way up, and that can put people out of business. Also, similarly, you know, if it's not raining, the grass isn't growing. If the grass isn't growing, the cows aren't getting fat, and so you see a tremendous impact on livestock. So we're looking today, and before Congress adjourns for their August recess, we're looking today just to pass some much-needed relief to livestock. To deal with livestock ranchers and farmers, and we're examining that bill right now, but I can tell you on the air I'm inclined to support it.
Mike, when we talked at Indiana Black Expo, I mentioned what the governor had said a couple of days before on our broadcast of consulting all of you about the decisions that he, as governor, has to make under the Affordable Care Act that will impact or bind the next governor. You said that you really didn't want the governor to make any decisions until the people of Indiana had made their decision on November the 6th. He's now... You all have seen the letter that he sent you guys dated on Monday, where he's really asking for two things. One, to get some guidance on some decisions that have to be made in September, and then guidance on decisions that have to be made in November, 8 days after the election. Are you still of the opinion, particularly the decision that a governor has to make in September next month, of holding back?
Well, let me say... as you know, I have a very strong view of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. I think Obamacare must be repealed. Mm-hmm. I think it, unless it's repealed in full, it will. I think it'll cost Indiana jobs. Could cost up to 2,000 jobs in our medical device sector in Indiana alone, with its tax on medical devices. Higher health care costs, increased taxes on Hoosiers, and as I said to you, I think the state of Indiana should make no effort to implement the Affordable Care Act until the people of Indiana have had their say on Election Day. But we just got the letter today. We're grateful that the governor has requested input from all the candidates who are vying to succeed him, and we're going to have a very thoughtful and substantive response to his request. I would expect within a matter of days.
All right, Mike Pence, gonna cut our taxes if elected, and make sure that it doesn't hurt our public schools.
Well, loud and clear. I appreciate you letting me part of the conversation. And any of your listeners who want to know more about what we're talking about can go to MikePence.com on the World Wide Web or Facebook and keep up with us. But I do appreciate the open door, Amos, and you know this door is open, too.
All right. I appreciate it. Mike Pence, the Republican candidate for governor. Thanks very much.